Our gospel reading comes from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. It can be found on page 113 in your New Testament. Verses 33 to 37. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Holy wisdom, holy word. We are in the home stretch to Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? Our preschool had their annual holiday party this past Wednesday night, and guess who showed up? The big guy with the white beard and the red suit. This is all happening way too fast. Next Sunday, the season of Advent begins. But before we embark on our journey together to the manger, today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, or Reign of Christ Sunday. It's actually a fairly new holiday. It was instituted by the Pope in 1925, and we as Protestants adopted it in 1970. And so as Christian holidays go, this is a fairly new one. And our reading from the Gospel of John describes the first of two conversations Pontius Pilate has with Jesus during his interrogation and immediately before his crucifixion. It's a reading you would expect to hear during the season of Lent leading up to Easter or maybe on Good Friday. But in this brief exchange between Pilate and Jesus, Jesus describes why he has come. And he points to this elusive truth about God. And he grounds himself within the kingdom of God and not the kingdoms of the world. And he makes it very clear that the kingdom that Pontius Pilate is a part of is not the kind of kingdom Jesus is representing. Pilate and Caesar's kingdom is run through power and oppression. It uses terror and violence to govern and rule. And Jesus, on the other hand, says that his kingdom, well, it's not like an earthly kingdom. And the king he has come to be is not an earthly definition of a king. A few chapters back in John chapter 6, Jesus feeds 5,000, and a group that was there tries to force him to become a king. But when Jesus sees what they are trying to do, he slips away and he disappears. And through those actions, you can almost hear him saying, "You want me to be the kind of king that you see all around you, but my kingdom looks nothing like that, and so I cannot be associated with your idea of a king." We're 4 months away from the next season of Game of Thrones. Has anyone seen this? The popular HBO show. New season will kick off in April. In Game of Thrones, it's a fantasy genre set in another world. And for me and my wife, this is must-see television. So starting in April, our goal on Sunday nights is to get the kids fed, pajamas on, teeth brushed, books read, and in bed as fast as we can so we can be on the couch and ready to go at 9 o'clock. And in Game of Thrones, the throne of the king has been abdicated in the first season, and rivals, many of them, are slowly and methodically positioning themselves to grab a hold of the throne and the power that comes with being a king. Game of Thrones is about that insatiable desire for power. It's the kind of power that Pilate wields and his kingdom embraces. And it's the antithesis of the kind of kingdom that Jesus is representing. And in this kingdom, Jesus says that he was born to be a king, and he has come into the world to testify to the truth. And if you belong to the truth, you will listen to his voice. It's one of those sayings by Jesus that is not easily decipherable. I wonder if he's trying to say this. If you know the big truth that I have come to reveal, you are on your way to living in the kingdom of God. Truth is this theme that runs throughout the Gospel of John. In chapter 14, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. In chapter 8, he says, you will know the truth and it will set you free. In his kingdom, and as king of his kingdom, Jesus has come to reveal to us this big truth. This last Sunday, we had our first confirmation meeting for our program that will begin in January. Teens and parents gathered upstairs in our youth room, and we watched the first video from a curriculum we're using that's called Theocademy. It's a Presbyterian curriculum. And the first video in Theocademy is called Brainwashing, and unapologetically declares that our church has been trying to brainwash our teens since they were infants. And so are we trying to brainwash our children? Well, in a way, yeah. In the video, the speaker says that in their baptism, when the pastor poured water on their head, the congregation made promises. They promised to tell them the stories about Jesus and the amazing things that God has called the church to do. They promised to teach them Bible stories so they would know all the ways God has been taking care of them and us throughout history. And they promised to love them and to raise them until they were old enough to realize that before they had any idea of who God was, God loved them. Brainwashed. Yeah. And there's no getting around it. We're in on this together. And so today, our church again takes on the role of a little brainwashing, but in a very good way. We have poured water on Colin and Parker. We have made promises to love them and to raise them in the faith and keep telling them that God loves them way before today. And today we celebrate this big truth that Jesus came to reveal, that we belong to God. And we belong to God not out of anything that rests in our actions or in our inactions, not out of anything we have said or we have not said. We simply belong to God, not because we are good, but because God is good. And Jesus has such a hard time aligning himself with the kingdoms of the world because they speak directly against how we each belong to God. And how Jesus describes and exemplifies his kingdom points to the big truth that he came to reveal. In Jesus' kingdom, forgiveness and reconciliation are a way of life. There's an elevation of the forgotten of the world, the poor of the world. He eats with sinners and the outcasts and with those who the world looks down upon. And he exemplifies his power with humble service. His kingdom reveals this big truth that we belong to God. And to live in the kingdom of God is to trust in this big truth. When I was in the seventh grade, I was part of a group of friends that spent a lot of time together, as teenage friends do. And for some reason, one day, we kind of went our separate ways. And they declared that I was no longer part of their group, which is what happens with teenagers. And this past week, I was pausing and trying to think of a story that exemplified belonging. And instead, I came to a story, and my thoughts were directed to a story of not belonging. Isn't that interesting? And I sometimes wonder if the negative and the challenging stories of our life can form us more than the positive ones. And I suspect we all have similar stories in our lives of not belonging with friends, with family, maybe even at church. And these stories, I think they play a part in our journeys with God. They impact whether or not we can trust in this big truth. Because if I wasn't accepted there, well, then does God really accept me here today, just as I am? But the story we are telling here at Towson Presbyterian Church is a story that describes a God who has promised to never let us go. That is the big truth that Jesus came to reveal. And when we can accept that in ourselves, that we belong to God, what happens is that we can then start to see it in those around us, especially in those that are different from us. We can begin to start to see it in those who are of a different ethnicity, different race, different sexual orientation, different political affiliation, even a different religion. They too belong to God. And that's the story we are telling here. That's the story we are invited into. And to live in the kingdom of God is to trust in this big truth that Jesus came to reveal. Amen.